But no, it's not time yet. Y'all chill out. From at the end of Thanksgiving to like Christmas and New Year's, that's like a month and some days where you can listen to your Temptations. You can listen to Michael Jackson snitching on mama for kissing Santa Claus and Mariah Carey all day long. Everybody relax.
Christmas was Thanksgiving. I don't want to laugh for Thanksgiving. There's just one thing that I need.
It ain't time yet, y'all.
Whatever floats, whatever you want to, you know, whatever you. I just know it's not that time yet. All right. Yeah.
John Legend came out with a commercial last month, talking about layaway in Walmart and his Christmas sweater. It's not time yet.
It's just not time yet.
This meeting is being recorded. I'm sorry. I just can't. It's still stuck in my head. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Joffy in the building. Welcome to Just Acting Up Show. What's going on, Mike? How you feeling, bro?
Good. Doing great. My service is nervous this morning. I don't know why. So I might end up in and out. Don't know why, but I'm here.
The service is nervous. That's a new one. I ain't never heard that one before.
Yeah, I heard all that.
I heard all that, brother. We got Chris up in the building. What's going on, Chris? What's going on over there, Chris?
There you go.
Man, I gotta go pick up my cousin, man. My cousin got in trouble with his gal. You know, that's why I got my keys. You know, he showed me what he did. He played a little prank on his girl and got him kicked out the house. I mean, this is what happened. Check it out.
Look at my lashes.
Do you think I should get a refill? Why are you doing that? Kimo, stop. Kimo, stop. Okay, for real, stop. Answer my question. Do you think I should get a refill on my lashes? Stop. Don't worry about it. Kimo! Shut up! Why do you keep doing that? Okay, I'm done. You're pissing me off. Kimo, can you stop?
So I got kicked out the house, man. I gotta go scoop my cousin up, man.
No imitation. I've done that before.
I have done that before. That's fun times. You gotta have fun. You gotta have fun with your significant other. I've done that before. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's something like mom when you know all your mama's secret whipping techniques, blocking. No, mama. I know this pattern now, mama. You can't get me mad, mama.
I have studied for years.
Oh man, we got a great show for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna talk to you about a little bit on Trade of Truth. I know we probably forgot about it, but we're gonna touch a little bit. You know, he is in the city of H-Town. Also, Marvel news, entertainment news, all that more on Just Acting Up Show. Y'all stay locked in. Let's go. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Just Acting Up Show. Tashay is off doing what Tashay does, so we're going to send a shout-out to her as well as Riri. We know Riri's doing what Riri does as well, so thank you, ladies, for everything that y'all do, all the hard work. Now, before we get started to the show, y'all know what we do before we get in here and start things off. You like?
You follow.
Share, comment, and subscribe. Peace, rate. Yes. Appreciate it. Peace, rate.
Appreciate you. No, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
That's a nice cool light you got all going on over there. What's the lights going on over there?
I know.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Some cool lights going on over there. Boy, I got a whole party going on. The disco light, man. Oh. Got the little techno music.
Back in the day, they used to be like,
Willa Charlie. Oh man, y'all know we're crazy, man. Well, welcome back, gentlemen. We was booked and busy, weren't we?
Man, was we? The Just Acting Up show was everywhere, all over the country.
Yes, we were. Just we were.
Yep. Shout out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Putting in that work, that grind. You know. Yep.
Most definitely.
We was on sets, or like Tashae, she was accepting awards for ripping a runway and everything. So, like you said, you know, we are entertainers, actors, writers, directors, producers as well too. So, you know, sometimes we got to step away for a little bit to get some things done, and that's what we do. Or sometimes we just take a break because we need a break. So, yeah.
Definitely a
good look, man. I love seeing everybody working and doing their thing, man. So,
Yes, indeed. Speaking of, you know, before we get, I'm sorry, I gotta address this. What's today? It's November. What November? I know we released our show on the 4th. November 4th.
Well, it's November 4th. We recording, so November what? 6th?
Yeah.
7th. Right. 7th. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So nobody should have their tree up right now. Is that correct? Who got their tree up?
No, man, listen, I don't.
I haven't done the Christmas tree since I was a kid. So, but I'll play my Christmas music
in my mind. No. You know,
I got the Christmas music.
No.
You ain't got to come in with it.
No. I'm so glad that this is a topic on the list. Cause it's not that time yet, bro. We haven't even cut the turkey. We haven't even discussed who gonna fix the potato salad. All right. We haven't talked about the people that start the food at 7 o'clock at night. Auntie. Okay. So everybody relax. Chill out, man. I saw Mariah Carey got the vote. She opened up the door for, you know. Well, it's time. It's not time yet.
Let me ask this question though. For a holiday that has been made up and commercialized, is there ever really a right time to start just music, holiday music? And what we start calling it the holidays, because it's the holidays. That's
holiday. What's the
tourist, just not one day. Just trying to make some sense of reason.
Yeah, but it's like we're not even close to Thanksgiving. We're not even close. We are far from Christmas.
Why can't Christmas music be Thanksgiving music as well? It's a lot of the same.
There's no such thing as Thanksgiving music.
So how is there such thing as Christmas music?
Because they sing about Christmas.
Okay, I can do this all day.
they don't have no Thanksgiving music.
Yeah. Did Adam Sandler make a Thanksgiving song because he was upset about there is no Thanksgiving song? Maybe we should do that. I don't know.
Exactly.
I think he made a Thanksgiving song.
He probably did. I know has a movie that's coming out, and that's a good, you know, shout out to Adam Sandler. He has a movie that's coming out November the 21st on Netflix where he's playing the voices of a turtle. I forgot the actual name of the movie, but just know Adam Sandler got a movie that's coming out on Netflix pretty soon. But no, it's not time yet. Y'all chill out. From at the end of Thanksgiving to like Christmas and New Year's, that's like a month and some days where you can listen to your Temptations. You can listen to Michael Jackson snitching on Mama for kissing Santa Claus. And Mariah Carey all day long. Everybody relax.
Christmas was Thanksgiving. I don't want to laugh for Thanksgiving. There's just one thing that I need.
It ain't time yet, y'all. Whatever,
Whatever floats, whatever you want to, you know, whatever you. I just know it's not that time yet. All right. Yeah.
John Legend came out with a commercial last month, talking about layaway in Walmart and his Christmas sweater. It's not time yet.
It's just not time yet. Everybody, I know it feels like it's, you know, it's getting there. It's always after Halloween. You already know. Everybody gets in the spirit.
Yeah.
It's just not that time yet.
Yeah, yes indeed. A few more things. Almost forgot about this. Trey the Truth. You know that little scuffle him and Zero got into it a couple of months ago. Yeah, yeah. They said his charges been dropped from the Zero altercation. Definitely. We all saw it. In our honesty, man, y'all wasn't the Pimp C who brought everybody together again. Y'all come on now. Pimp C over there saying like y'all need to stop all this mess, man.
I forgot all about that.
I did too.
My care list, it was at the not even in the bucket list.
Not even buffalo. Would you vote for a celebrity? Now, you know, I ain't gonna promote violence. I'm about to say, you know, put the glove, like old school, put the gloves on, y'all box it out real quick, one on one.
But you know what? That's a new thing that's going around. The celebrity boxing.
That is true.
That is a new thing. That's a new little trend that's going around, celebrity boxing. So I don't know. Because me personally, I don't want to see none of my Houston legends fight.
Right.
I don't want to. Bump B got on the interview before, and he said that Houston is different the way how we treat our legends. We treat our legends differently from any other city. I don't know how other cities, but we cherish our legends, and not just rappers, neither, like, you know, singers and Mickey Leedon and Barbara Jordan and all of, you know.
Mm-hmm. This is a whole nother ecosystem when it comes to music artists and entertainers and stuff.
I agree, man.
So yeah, y'all stop all that mess, man. Y'all come together, because I'm tired of seeing my people fight amongst each other. The Houston bucket list. So I shared it before on the podcast. If you do not know what to do during these holiday times, or if you're traveling for something different, go on Instagram, type in Houston Houu bucket list, and you'll find many things to do. I know the Dairy Farms is open. There are a bunch of festivals coming up. So if you're looking for something to do with your family and friends, just check that out. If you want to, you know, do something different, because I know every now and then you'll be like, man, I don't do that. I'm tired of going to that open.
Definitely. Like, especially, right. I know one feature that we do is downtown Houston. Right across from Georgia Brown, Discovery Green turns their lake into an ice skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun. So, you know, you get to skate on the ice outside. Personally, I don't skate, but
hallelujah, because I don't either.
I'll do regular skates, but not ice skates.
I won't even do regular skates.
Yeah, man. So y'all find something different to do, so that way your family won't be like, man, I don't do this thing again. Boy, get out there and get, go do it again. Have some family fun. Take pictures like your mama said. I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, man. I don't want to go to Arizona. Sorry, I lied to you, Martin. I just didn't want to go to Arizona.
Shut up, boy. Get on out there. Oh, man. And last but not least, some sports things going on. The Houston Rockets finally got their first dub.
I was just about to say. Now, wait a minute.
That's
now,
not my expertise.
Job. I know I ain't been...
That's your expertise, my brother. Let's take it away.
Thank you. All right. Real quick and real fast. Shout out to the Texas Rangers. They won the World Series. I know. But hey, man, it's all good. It's a Texas thing. Shout out to them. It was their first World Series championship, by the way. And the Houston Rockets got their first win. Once again, that guy in San Antonio, Wembanyama. I can't pronounce his name, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it right before the end of the season. That guy's a beast. That guy is a beast, East. My God. And by the way, he dressed up like Slender Man for Halloween, so that was kind of crazy.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was. And the NFL is rolling strong. A lot of drama, of course, because it's the NFL. The Texans didn't play, so they won their game against the bye. Whoop de whoop de whoop de doo. The Texans won because they had a bye. Well, anyway, to kick off the new week, we won.
Hey.
We won. And by the way, Matt Canada got the worst job in the NFL. They had to pull him out of that skybox because they kept having to man, hearts and prayers go out to Matt Canada and the Canada family, because boy, every time when something mess up, they pan the camera to him and the guy just be like this here with his head. So they pulled him out of the skybox and put him on the sidelines, like that was just going to make it a lot better. But either way it goes, that was your sports and more and a lot more. Tune in with Chasing Wins with Mike on YouTube. I'm getting myself together. Appreciate you for listening. Appreciate you for watching. Booyaka.
Yeah. Watch this show for more details. You get two Pittsburghs. I was falling asleep.
Chasing L's with the Texans. That's what it should be called.
Too much Pittsburgh.
Chasing L's with the Texans. Oh, and by the way, Steeler Nation, I love you and I salute you. On my trip to Memphis, I wore my Steelers hoodie. I was in Memphis Airport. They showed me so much love. It was so many people that stopped, and we had conversations about yada, 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 this and that and the third. Boy, Steeler Nation, we running strong. We are strong. We are everywhere. Thank you. I love you. We hanging in there.
Hold on. Before we close this out, talk about the barbecue, boss.
Oh Lord, the barbecue!
I'm not gonna talk about the barbecue in Memphis,
okay?
Because you know why? Because we may have to work with people in Memphis, and so I don't want to talk about the barbecue that I have.
All right, now let's go.
All right, we ain't gonna kick up no dust. We ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, but I just was not satisfied.
Maybe we went to the wrong spot. So next time we come to Memphis, I need my people. I need y'all to tell us where to go, because where we went was not it.
Steeler Nation, if y'all out there in Memphis, which I know y'all are, holler at your boy. Let me know, because boy, I tell you, that wasn't it.
All right, good people, about to talk about some Marvel news, entertainment news in the Critics Corner. So don't go nowhere. Just act up. Good people, my people. What's up, my people? Hey, my people. I don't know why I'm starting off like that. Welcome to the Critics Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into the entertainment news, I want to slide over to Josh's VIP room later on this weekend, because we're going to be talking about some acting stuff. Yeah, that's right. The acting's roundtable, director's roundtable is going to be pretty good, man. I said I wanted to do the 40 years old with, talk about what happened this whole year. It started off strong. We was like, man, we ready to get out on these sets and have fun and high five each other. And then the strike happened. And then we all lost our minds and stopped getting paid like how we supposed to. But yeah, we're going to save it for the Java VIP room, man. Y'all tune in, click in, man. It's going to be a really great conversation. So really good, healthy conversation. So with that being said, Game of Thrones will be returning from its hiatus. You know, they had the whole writer strike and everything, and, you know, it still went on. But I guess Game of Thrones, like, we Game of Thrones. We're going to keep the party going. So if you have not seen Game of Thrones, the House of Dragon, I believe, this is a new, totally new cast from, and they went so far deep. And when they first started off with these characters, I still need to read the books. I'm going to read the books because George R. R. Martin, he's up in age, and I don't know if I'm going to finish all of them. The same. But I will watch the show. Keep tuning in. And it's on, not HBO Max, on Max. Just Max now. It took a while for the season to get started because everybody is just so used to how the storyline goes. But once you get in to find out who these characters are, just like with the first installment, you're like, okay, cool. And that cliffhanger, whew. Somebody gonna have to call. Well, you can't call 911 because they in, you know, medieval times. But somebody gonna die. But like, it's a drama.
Let me ask you a question for a non-Game of Thrones watching person like myself.
Yeah,
Is this like a pre-crew? Like, I can't even pronounce.
No, yeah, it's actually, yeah.
It is,
but it's like way before the original Game of Thrones that we saw with, you know, okay, the other people that we know of.
Yeah.
This is like way, this is like years before this pop up, before the one that we know of, come to know and love, pop up. So,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they got a lot of books out there. And I was like, I ain't reading all of them. I can read. I can read. But I'm just saying, like, man. So,
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, Game of Thrones return 2024. The Good Burger trailer. I don't know if all you Good Burger fans out there, I'm a dude, she's a dude, he's a dude, we're all dude shit.
Yeah.
All the Good Burger fans is like damn near 40.
Welcome to Good Burger. Give me some more soda.
People seem to be excited about the Good Burger trailer, man.
They're staying in that pocket of where they, like, look like they pick up right where they left off, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had like so many years hiatus, and it looks like they're just kind of, the characters are coming back together after so many years. So it's like they're picking up just right back in the pocket. So.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see some of the cameos and who's in the movie.
Yeah.
Bring back Shark Jackson.
You know, and shout out to Kai Cenat, because he's in the movie. And this man just left jail for 7 days, just streaming in jail.
Mm.
Streaming in jail?
Streaming. Yeah, he did a live stream in jail. Like, he's one of the top content creators. And he had everybody in there. Like, he had Drewski. He had a lot of Instagram influences in there. And it was like a jail that he was in, like a real jail. And he streamed for 7 days in that jail, just making content. These streamers, boy, they getting it, boy. I salute them.
He was in jail.
He was in jail. It was a real jail, but it wasn't real inmates. You know, they was just all in there just.
Oh, so this has nothing to do with his situation with the incident earlier.
I don't think they really gonna get on him. Like, they probably give him a fine. He gonna pay some money. He got that money. But he's also in Good Burger as well, too. So that'll bring in some new eyes. But really, let's be honest. I want them to do a You Got Served. Omarion and all them, man. Come on, ooh, man. They got to do a You Got Served, too.
Ooh, no, I need Media Man too. Robert Thompson, I'm calling you out. I've been waiting on that.
I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
Give me a Blank Man as well.
I'm about to give me blank man.
Yeah, give me a Blank Man. Yeah, I'm about to say that.
I'm a crime fighter.
I can see that happening.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. Nostalgia hits you at your finest. Speaking of nostalgia, man, that Planet of the Apes, that trailer right there.
Yeah.
That one look official.
Yeah, it does.
I lost track. I don't know how far behind I am. Yeah, but they keep coming out with them. I'm just like, okay.
Caesar died, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Caesar did. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought they were going to stop after that. I guess they, like, keep the party going.
Yeah, keep the party going. Yeah.
Yeah. But it look official, though. It look good. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to watch it.
It does. Planet of the Apes is a sleeper. People sleep on it, but it's really good.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. And I'm looking forward to that one as well. So, yep, I will be seeing that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Marvel news, man. It's a lot of stuff happened with Marvel over the past few weeks or so. First and foremost, before we get into it, you hear about this rumor and that rumor. Jonathan Majors has won his case. He got past the other case, the other part of him being accused of, you know, what he was accused of, and now the tables are turned. Now the woman, his ex-wife, not ex-wife, his ex-girlfriend, I believe.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. He about to hit her with, you know, that whammy. Nah, you put me on Front Street like that and doing me like that, knew me dirty. I don't know the whole story, but hey, he coming for her now. Now she gonna have to pay if
She got charged, but if I'm not mistaken, Jonathan Majors is not off the hook.
Nope.
He's not off the hook.
He's not off the hook. Okay.
his attorney wanted to get a dismiss, and the judge was like, no. So I think that's what he was, you know what I'm saying, what they was banking on. But you know how it goes, man. If the judge is like, no, then I guess it's enough evidence there to continue on. And I think that's what Marvel was doing, waiting in the wind. So now it was rumors, but now it's like everywhere saying that they are in large consideration that they might just move on from him or recast him. You know, some people say they might have Doom as the big bad guy, but I'm like, that's speeding up the timeline.
They actually confirmed that they are not gonna what the storyline is gonna be. Kang is gonna be the main villain moving forward, but they are gonna, as far as if he's gonna get recasted or not, they're just waiting to see how this court case plays out. But they did confirm that Doom is not gonna be the big bad.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Because I believe they speeding up the timeline, because Doom was supposed to be the big bad, like, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, there's a rumor. Mm-hmm. I guess after, you know, Kang and Galactus is supposed to be coming in with Doom. I don't know how it's all going to play out, but hearts and prayers goes out to both parties during the majors and all that situation. Man, that situation is sticky, man. It is very, very sticky.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things where it's like, man, for all those single men out there or single women, pick the right one to pick the kiddies up, or pick the right one to be very discreet about your situations, because you don't want all your stuff out there on Front Street, because that can mess up your career or put a really bad blemish on your career. Yeah, man. Yeah, you gotta be picky. I'm not trying to be picky, but sometimes you need to be picky.
Yeah, you got to be.
Yeah, man. But besides that, because of that happening, Marvel is like trying to. The rumors are saying that Marvel is saying they're trying to see what they can do. I know the new Captain America, they're pushing that forward from what it said to next year of May, around my birthday. But other than that, the Echo trailer has dropped. It looks good. It looked like they're going back. I think they said they got I'm not sure what director they got, but it looks gritty. It still looked like it got that Daredevil feel to it. And they needed that Punisher Daredevil feel for these street level heroes or anti-heroes, whatever. We needed to see that.
I was going to say that looked like it fit in that whole universe. Like, the shows that came over from Netflix, like, it gave you that kind of feeling, the way that watching that trailer. Like, it definitely has that dark, gritty, anti-hero vibe.
And also, Daredevil News Reborn and this and that. The Punisher, they're just doing the Punisher dirty. I think they're just going to have the Punisher and Daredevil. They're not going to have the actual Punisher TV show. That's a rumor. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You can't believe whatever you see. You just have to wait and see. They still haven't had anything with Ghost Rider to come out. That's a disappointment for me, because I love Ghost Rider. And I don't know, man. I'm going to ask you guys a question. And mind you, Marvel just dropped one hell of a video game. What was it, last week, I believe, or the week before? Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is the highest selling superhero video game of all time. It sold like 2.something million dollars. So shout out to everybody in the Zomnia PS5, Sony, and everybody that had a helping hand on that. But I'm going to ask you guys a question, be honest. Do y'all think Marvel is losing their steam?
I would say because you can get fatigued with some things. Because like I was saying, like they had the main six, which they also talk about. There's a rumor saying that they're going to bring back the main six, but get that Brinks truck out if you do.
Not but, just only that, the Ben Gay too. They old.
Yes. That, and on top of that, I'm saying that there's a rumor saying they want Tobey Maguire and Hugh Jackman to lead the Secret Wars. There's a lot of rumors going out there. So they're trying to keep riding the ship and keep going, because They had that part where they was being too friendly or too woke or whatever. I don't know what it was, but they lost a little steam there. So they was going up and down. And so they trying to get back up to where they get fans' attention again. It happens. It's all good. It happens.
I mean, they have the stretch that they've had of being at the top. I mean, it's going to be a dip off at some point. So, that's expected.
Yeah, but you know what? You know how it feels like. I get excited for a Marvel project to come out. And mind you, I haven't seen Loki. Now, I did see Secret Wars. I did see, not Secret Wars, but Secret Invasion. Yeah. That was pretty good. That was good. Although half of it was Samuel Jackson CGI, because that man is not moving like that no more. But long story short, and no slight to Samuel Jackson, but the thing is like, I don't get excited. Like, bro, when I found out that Infinity War was coming out, I was counting down the days like it was Christmas. Like I was 5 years old again, counting down the days for Christmas. Like I was counting it down the days. I was watching all kind of trailers. When a trailer actually dropped, I had to watch that trailer at least every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know?
Put it like this, though. A lot of us, we're familiar with the original six. Right, we grew up watching the Iron Man and the Hulk and all that, and so when they done brought them all together and did their whole story arc with that, now we're starting to get into, unless you're a really deep comic book lover, reader or whatever, now you're getting into stuff you really just don't know what's to expect because we don't know the story like that.
That's true.
So the anticipation is different.
That's true, but I don't know, man. It's like I don't get excited. I don't. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, well, let's see. And then the Eternals came. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, that didn't do it for me either. The Eternals.
Morbius came, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's one of those. It's just like the how comic book. It's art imitating life. That's how it is with comic books. Like some big event will happen, then everybody just calm down just a little bit. But then you just leave a little bit to leave your imagination. So be like, oh, okay. And now, like how Chris is saying, you had the original six, but now it's this whole world. And so now you're jumping from She-Hulk to Moon Knight to now Echo. You see what everybody else got going on. So, but it's also always that one or two heroes that has the main storyline that draws everybody together to come and fight. And that's what they're doing, but they're just not doing it a great job at it right now. They're doing what they can
be
do.
Be honest, if Avengers Secret Wars was coming out next week, would you be excited to see it? Like, honestly.
No, because they didn't, the build-up.
The build-up.
It's just like in wrestling. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Chris.
Because I'm watching Loki. They got one more episode for this season. And Loki this season has been really good. And so I will probably be excited to see it based on Loki alone.
That's what I'm saying. Loki is holding it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I have been dying to finish to watch it. I've been waiting for it to end. But Loki has been holding it. But it's like with the movies, it's like, bro, it's like I'm not excited. Me and my wife had this conversation about it before. But I will say this. The movie that I am waiting for, but they keep messing it over, is Blade. Like, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad they fired them people. They said that they were trying to make Blade the fourth star. Like he put these women in front and focus on Blade in the background. I'm like, no, the movie's called Blade for a reason.
I know, right?
This man.
It's not called Gladys Knight and Blade.
No. David Ruffin and the Temptations. No. No, it's not David Ruffin and the Temptation. It's the Blade. Like, I'm here for a reason, man.
I'm here for a reason.
I am Blade, and these are the Bladeettes.
Yeah. No.
Thanks. For real, man.
Yeah, man.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm glad that, I will say this, that I'm glad that they notice. And they had to take a step back to rewrite the ship. So,
yeah. Like they got the movie with the guy, the hunter, that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Craven the Hunter.
Kraven the Hunter is like,
I don't know why he deserves his own movie.
It's because it's the Spider-Man universe.
He with Sony, so Sony gonna do what Sony gonna do. Yeah. And think because people like Venom, they can put the other ones out there, like and Morbius and all those. I'm like, dog, y'all stop. Just stop it.
Stop it. Like, are you guys excited to see the Marvels?
I am. I like the Marvels.
I like
That's because you like the Marvels because of her.
No, but I do like Captain Marvel. I enjoy Captain Marvel. I watched the Ms. Marvel series. It was really good. And I'm excited to see. And seeing Proton, who Tiana is playing. She was
Tiana Paris. That's that girl there. All right, I'm gonna stop. But I'm getting my ticket this stuff because I want to see what they do with it. I just want to see Brie Larson struggle. I want to see Rogue come through. I think X-Men gonna be the end credit scene for that. That's what I'm looking at.
But what if she's not James? What if she's not? What if she's not James?
You know, you next time you see me,
because they did
see a wine bottle.
They did say that Rogue was gonna be on there. But what if she's not James?
If she's not, give me the X-Men or something, man. You gotta give us something because that's what it works. I'll say this.
Go on and tell me. Go ahead.
So I'll say this. They had Thanos was the big main bad. Everybody was gearing towards Thanos or the rings, the Infinity Stones. That's why with every director, you say, okay, make your film, but make sure in this spot.
Right.
Yeah, in this spot, you focus on, hey, it's Infinity Stone, or it's this, or that, all right. So that way, you can be like, okay, you teasing the audience, you say what you're gearing up for. These other ones, we haven't really seen that you're gearing up towards Kratos, Kane, because of the Jonathan Majors situation. So now it's all like, bro, what we doing, man? So, you got to give us something to look forward to.
So. Well, to wrap this part up, Marvel, we're going to watch, but we are not getting satisfied. Sit back in the seat like this.
Everybody's a critic.
Well, hello there. This is the Just Acting Up Show, brought to you by the Just Acting Up Show.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's who we are. Yeah, man. Let me stop playing with y'all. So let's get serious real quick. Have you voted yet? Have you voted for us? Because voting is what you should be doing.
That's right.
If you have not noticed that we are a part of the BH Awards?
The Broadcast Houston Awards.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Now, we can name drop all day. Or you can go on our Instagram and see what we're all about. But we bring people from not just the UK. Yes, we have receipts. Mm-hmm. Not just from Chicago. Oh, wait. Chicago? What shows are out there? Power, The Shy, the show that also won
Chicago PD, Southside.
Yep.
Oh, well, we were just talking about Marvel. I mean, we have people from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That came to stop by the show. We had people from She-Hulk. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We talk our talk. And make sure you talk your talk by voting right there at that website, BHAWARDS. That's bhawards.org. Vote for the Just Acting Up Show as best talk show.
We would love that and appreciate it.
And we love the city of Houston. That's why we started here, because we live here. And we also interview artists on independent scenes. So go ahead, keep voting for us. We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. And all right, good people. We have actor, writer, director, producer, music artist, Mr. Kenny Summers coming through on the Just Acting Up Show. He's going to talk to us for a little bit about his projects and more. So you don't want to go nowhere. Stay locked in. right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, round of applause. We have director, actor, producer, music artist, Kenny Summers in the building. What's up? Come on, man.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Doing good, brother. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
And appreciate you for joining us, brother. We seen it, what you've been doing with everything you've been doing. And the first time we actually met, was that at Malcolm Carter's?
The Cinematic Affair? Yeah, that's the first time we actually like met in person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it was our number of love and respect, too, man. It was good to finally meet you, because, you know, I think it was Kayla who told us, like you know how Kayla is. Y'all need to meet.
Kayla, one thing Kayla gonna do, she gonna link some people up for sure, man. That's one thing she gonna do.
Shout out to Kayla, man. Shout out to Kayla. Yeah,
shout out Kayla J.
So, Mike, don't be alarmed. Now, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong. You are a Texans fan now, right?
Oh, yeah. You said a Texans fan, a Houston Texans? Yeah.
Texans fan.
Oh, all day. Yeah. All day till I die. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike. We have to.
You a Cowboys fan, huh?
I'm sorry that you've been going through that. My condolences. I'm sorry.
You see that flag, man, right there on the side of Mike right there, Kenny?
You say I'm a what? Hold on.
Oh, that's what? Who that? What's that? The Steelers?
Yeah, let me tilt that thing.
Right, oh, nah, man. Nah.
That's the only thing I'm embarrassed about.
Hold
on.
Hold on. You see that?
Man, yeah. Shaming us.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're gonna get this started, man. Now, Kenny, are you originally from Houston?
Well, I'm from Galveston County. Y'all familiar with Galveston County?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm from Lamarck. That's like 10 minutes from Galveston, about 30 minutes from Houston. So we right in the middle.
Nice. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I let me ask this man that real quick. See where you from, man. How did you get your morning started this morning, brother?
Man, I just got back, man. I just got back from the shop, you know what I'm saying? Give me a little edge up and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Had a little coffee this morning, you know what I'm saying? Just feeling good, you know?
Let's go ahead and get into it then. So how did you start off making music first or films?
Okay, so music was originally, that's my first passion, you know. I've been into music since a child, you know. Growing up singing in a choir, I played instruments as a child, and growing up, you know, I was in a band in high school, and you know, it just kind of just really just elevated. And just being a music artist, that kind of came in. I was doing my thing in middle school, you know, just recording tracks and stuff with my cousin. And when I got to high school, I just really started taking it serious. That's when I started like really just, you know, marketing myself and putting out mixtapes, putting out visuals and stuff like that. And and I just built my name up from there. And with the movies and doing film, that kind of came in a little later, because I always been into film, you know, and I always incorporated film with my music. So one day I was just like, you know what, man, I feel like I can actually make a film. So I started doing short films. And then later on in 2019, I finally got together with a few people, and then I did my first feature film, Help. And then ever since then, it's just been up from there.
Let's talk about music real quick. Past, present, and future. What artists would you wish that you worked with in the past that's no longer here with us? What new artists would you like to work with now? And what artists would you like to work with in the future?
Man, that's a great question, man. That list in the past is a long list, man. Of course, you know, Michael Jackson. That's like, man, that's like the ultimate. Like, that would be the ultimate, like, you know, collab right there. Tupac, for sure. You know, I love what Tupac stand for. You know what I'm saying? Aaliyah. You know, that's one of my favorite artists, Aaliyah.
Right.
Let me see. Past. It's a long list, man. I get the name of Ray Charles. I get the name of everybody, man. It's a lot of people like I would have wished that I would have worked with, you know what I mean? But future now, I would say Erykah Badu,
nice.
Stevie Wonder, Lil Wayne. I would love to do something with J. Cole and probably Drake.
Yeah. That's a nice list right there. You more R&B than rap, or do you?
I'm both. I'm just like I'm all over with it. But if I had to classify myself as anything, I would classify myself as a rapper.
Nice.
But I do everything, all genres.
Ooh, yeah. That's what's up. So you kind of like the RZA. You're gonna take a chance on some classical music, mm-hmm. and you're gonna mm-hmm. really for real.
Yeah, I do it all, man. It don't matter, man. It can be rock and roll, it can be jazz, I do it all. You know, I play instruments too, so I could put it all. I could put it all together. I play guitar, I play piano, saxophone. That's what I played in school when I was in band. I play drums. Mm-hmm. I played the drums in church growing up. So, you know,
this is a talented young man right here. We have.
I appreciate it.
That's what's up, Kenny. So let's talk about growth as an artist. Now, we know you know music, you got into films and everything. Now what would you say how your growth as an artist have grown? Like, what have you glad that you know now that you didn't know back then? Like, how have you grown into it?
The thing about music, when you start off so young, you're so into the passion, you kind of don't know the business behind music. So when you get to go through things when you're young and you get to make mistakes when you're young, by the time you get older, you kind of have an insight of how the music industry works. So I feel like starting off at a young age played a big part into me understanding like the industry now.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And that's very important too to know that, because we as artists, like, we can make write and create all day, but if we don't know the business part, whew.
Yeah, it's not gonna go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're gonna keep making mistakes and you're gonna get to the point you're gonna wanna quit, you know? Yeah. If you're doing it on a business aspect. But I do music for the passion, but at the same time, you know, throughout my life, I started taking it more serious, and that's when the business stuff started to come into play.
Nice. Now, you have a film that's out on Tubi right now called Make It Out, right? And we've heard a lot of good things about that film. Tell us, what can you share with us about that film?
Most Def. So, Make It Out, I started writing that a few years ago. It originally was called G County. It just was a lot of things in my city that inspired me to make this film. It's a lot of things, man. You got a lot of the younger generation that's into the music industry. And you got a lot of the younger generation that's into the streets. You know what I mean? And they going down the wrong path and stuff. So that kind of inspired me to kind of make a story to kind of, you know, shed light on what's going on in the community. But also, you know, put a positive message at the end, showing the youth, like, you know, like, you don't have to be in the streets and sell drugs and be a part of gangs and stuff to make it out. You know what I mean? There's other avenues that you can take to get yourself to the top. So that was my biggest inspiration that made me make this film.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice. Do you ever think about like starting like a youth center? In the future,
that's been my goal for a long, long time, because out here in Galveston County, it's no resources out here. It's not a lot of role models, you know. It's very few people that actually became successful in Galveston County. So a lot of the youth they get involved in these gangs, and they get in trouble because they don't have anything to or any type of outlet to express themselves on. So I've always thought about putting a youth center together, maybe having classes to where they can take for production, maybe have to where they can check out books, you know what I mean? They can use the computers and stuff. You have people teaching film, just all different types of things so they can express themselves, because I feel like art, just art in general, whether it's painting, whether it's film, whether it's music, like, I feel like those are the best ways to express yourself, especially as a child growing up, you know? So, yeah, most definitely. That's a good question.
Yeah. Man, I feel you, man. There is one that came out of Galveston County. Casey Hampton, nose tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Man, we got Casey Hampton. He won a championship with the Steelers. We got Mike Evans. He from Galveston. He won a championship with Tom Brady. Like, you know, one of the GOATs.
Yeah, one of the GOATs.
We got
What's his name? Chris, I see you rolling your eyes, dog. I mean, I see you from Galveston County. He could have came from somewhere in Norfolk, New Jersey. I don't know, but he came from Galveston County, Chris.
What's his name is from What's name from Galveston too? Bruhman.
Galveston. Yep. Bruhman is from Galveston.
Yeah. I can't think of his name right now.
I think Reginald Baller.
Yeah, there you go. He was he actually is best for one of my old coworkers and him are actually like that. Like they cool. And it was something about how they always joke about how they had a crush on each other's wives back in high school. And how they got married to the opposite. And it was just a funny story.
To the opposite.
The one he had a crush on, he got married to her. And the one he had, so whenever they talk, he said, "Hey, man, how my wife doing?" He said, "Man, shut up and get off my phone." So
y'all know Tillman Fertitta, the Houston Rockets owner. He owned a lot of stuff. I know y'all know that. He from Galveston.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So that's the thing. We got some hitters in Texas, in Houston and Galveston and everything. People just don't know about
it. So they don't know. They sleep.
Yeah. We going to wake them up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nah, we definitely about to, man.
Now, as we say that, another thing we did notice about your films is that you give others a shot, right? And casting artists.
Oh, most definitely.
You give people a shot that we don't usually see a lot of times on the indie scene. So tell us, how critical is the casting process for you? When you select who you want to work
with. With that being said, when you giving people a shot, it's almost like you got to take that chance on them too. Because I can give you a shot, but at the same time, it's like giving somebody a shot that can make or break your film. You understand what I'm saying? So one thing about me, you know what I'm saying? I remember it was a point of time to where nobody gave me a shot. Nobody gave me an opportunity. So, you know, I'm always open to giving people opportunities and chances, but you know, it do get pretty hard, you know, when you take a chance on people, new faces and stuff, and people like, man, I've never seen this person in a film a day in my life, so they kind of skeptical about even watching it, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
it's all about that, but I definitely love giving newcomers a opportunity to get on screen and express themselves.
Yeah.
And I like that because, you know, they cast a net on Houston, but you know, for Houston natives, we look at Galveston like that's part of Houston anyway. So we don't, you know, tripping about that geography. But you know, it's been foretold for us for years that we don't look out for each other, you know, in your own city. We don't give back to like the other artists that's coming behind us. And that's a lot with music and movies and TV, you know? So that's good to hear that, you know, coming from someone that is not like calling you like a gatekeeper, because I don't like the term gatekeeper, because that makes me feel like that you just holding the gate.
Just all the way to the bottom of the bottom.
I hate the term gatekeeper. It's just, you know, you in a position to where you can give somebody a shot, because we all gave a shot, you know, with our first amendment. I'll never forget my speaking lines. Guy was like, "Hey man, pull up over here. I'm gonna have you speak these lines on the camera. Let's go." Just like that. Mm-hmm. That was like my first, So, that's cool to hear that, you know, and we need a lot of people like, you know, like you. Just give a person a shot, man. You just don't never know where it goes. And even if it don't work out, don't deem the next person like, "Now, because last time I gave dude
exactly
shot, you know, this came out, you know, the way you did it." Like, that's cool.
Yes, sir. Now, your latest movie, The Photograph.
Yes, sir.
That had a trailer just dropped. The trailer looks damn good, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, bravo on that, man. Like we said, Caleb, my homegirl in it. few other familiar faces that we are, and others that we haven't seen yet. Now, y'all filmed that out in Galveston as well, too?
Both 50-50. We shot some in Houston and we shot some in Galveston. All the stuff that you see in the woods and stuff, mm-hmm. that's all out here in Galveston County.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, man?
Yeah, that's all out here. It's some hidden places that they don't know about, but I just be like, I'm a nature type of person, so I be knowing about all the little spots and stuff like that, you know.
See, that I be telling people, get out and walk. Get some fresh air. Yeah, for real, man. Now there were some really dope shots and really nice scenes and everything. And I was like, wow, it looks really good. And so like I just like because Caleb was telling me about it, but I didn't get a chance to I think like auditions finished up. And then she hit me up and she was like, "Dog, the next one be in working with Kenny." I'm like, "You working with Kenny? Okay, that's what's up." And she was like, "It looked real." Like she was saying, she gave me the thumbs up. She like, "Look good." Yeah. And so I'm like, "Okay, bet." And I said, "I'm looking for the trailer." Then trailer finally dropped, and like here it is. And yeah, bravo, brother. Yeah. Look nice.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? That was like the photo book was a little more. It's a little more different than the type of films that I usually do because it's like my first. It's my first thriller film, so I'm usually used to like doing like dramas and stuff like that. So, you know, it was very very new for me to step into this type of genre, but it was very fun, man. We had a lot of fun creating it. You know, it was very fun. Probably one of my funnest projects that I've ever worked on.
Nice. So, what's next for Kenny? Like, what genre are you thinking about tackling next?
So I want to do some more thrillers. I got a few dramas I already wrote. So I'm kind of just in my bag right now, and I'm just really trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what would be the perfect project to start on next. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Let me see. So tell us a little bit more about the photograph a little bit, as much as you can. Yeah, tell us a little bit more.
How can I tell you without spoiling it too
much? Yeah, man, don't spoil the force, bro.
So it's definitely gonna shock a lot of people. It is about a serial killer that's killing in the woods at the campsite. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's one of those. You know what I mean? So if you like to be on the edge of your seat and you like those type of films, this would be the perfect film for you.
Nice.
Cool. Shout out shout out everybody that's that was involved with it too, man. Shout out my cast, man. Shout out Kayla J, shout out Josh McNeil, shout out Alex Moreau, and shout out Akina Gilmore, shout out my boy Gary Botello, my DP, man. He's down with me every project I do, man. One of the goats, man. And shout out everybody. Anybody that had anything to do with this project, man, I appreciate it. Shout out Octavius Atkins, Bam Bam. But Zach will producing this project with me. Shout out Aaron Shankle. It's a lot of people involved, you know, that really helped me make this project come to life.
Nice.
Before we get you up out of here, any advice for up and coming directors, anyone that wants to break into this field that you know,
directing? Sure. Well, the thing, being a filmmaker, man, we get caught up because, like, we see everybody else, you know what I'm saying? We see everybody in the industry from Houston, everywhere, you know what I'm saying? We watch movies every day, and we feel like we got to try to sometimes we feel like we don't have the resources. But sometimes we got the resources, you know what I'm saying? You can shoot a whole movie with this, you know what I'm saying? And just to get you started and get you in the game, because it's all about getting your ideas out. You know what I mean? And the more that you show that you're consistent and you show people how hungry you are, you'll start having people that want to come in and they want to help you out. They want to invest into you. You got people that will want to act in your films. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to just show the consistency and show how hungry you are and show that drive, and it'll start coming together. But everything ain't gonna always be peaches and cream when you start off. You know what I mean? So you gotta be prepared for that stage. You know what I'm saying? If you want things to just jump off as soon as you start, then this might not be the career path for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you gotta let it slow cook.
Got to. You know what I'm saying? I still feel like I still feel like I'm a beginner, and I've been doing it for some years, and I still feel like I'm nowhere near, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get there, but I gotta trust the process, you know what I'm saying? If I'm sitting there and I'm trying to compete with who's here, then I'm gonna end up getting discouraged and I'm gonna give up, you know. But I know that God got it set out for how he want me to have it right now, you know what I'm saying? So I trust, you know what I'm saying, what he's putting in front of me right now, and I'm gonna just keep going.
Sure. Amen. Amen. Amen again, bro.
Hey, you are 100% about the phone can do anything, because when somebody told me put it on the cinematic mode.
Cinematic mode. I'm like,
the hell is that? Like, you got know that. Yeah. You get old, you start looking like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, nah, for real. You could do, man, pretty much you could do anything on them iPhones, man. You'll be surprised. Yeah. You can film on the iPhone, and then you could download apps and you can edit on the iPhone. Color, you could do everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, long as you got that vision and you lighten, make sure you got your lighting on point and everything, man, you can make that thing work.
Yes, sir.
You can make it work. And people going to tune in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They going to tune in.
Man, Kenny, go ahead and tell everybody where we can follow you at.
Oh, yeah, man, you can follow me. I'm everywhere. I'm Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, wherever, man. Just Kenny Summers, KinnySummers. It's everywhere.
Bet. And we can watch Make It Out. And
y'all can watch Make It Out on Tubi. It's out now on Tubi. And the photo book will be out soon. No specific release date, but I'm looking to doing a premiere in, like, maybe around December or something like that. So, you know, right. So be on the lookout for that soon.
Nice.
Make sure y'all check out that trailer too, man. The trailer is everywhere, so y'all go check out the photo book trailer as well.
Yes, sir. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny Summers, y'all make sure y'all follow him on all platforms. Make sure y'all check out Make It Out on Tubi as well. Be on the lookout for Photograph later on this year. Bro, thank you again for joining us. Many blessings to you. Salute you. I know we're going to get a chance to work with each other, but I know we're
definitely coming, it's coming soon, bro. It's definitely coming soon, bro.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely coming soon. I feel it, bro.
Oh, yeah. We're going
to
have fun.
Shout out to your project, too, bro, with the beginning of the end.
Oh, appreciate it.
Shout out to man. I'm looking forward to it, bro.
Man.
It looked like it's going to be dope.
Yeah, we got a spot for Kenny in there. We ain't going to let y'all know what Kenny gonna do, man, but it's gonna be classic, man.
It's gonna be classic, yo.
Yeah, both definitely appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all for having me on, man.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Chris about to get ready to step to the mic, and then he's about to say, who gets the award for being an idiot? Who's been acting a fool, Chris?
Who's been acting the fool? Well, we're not in Baker State this week. We in D.C. this week. We headed to D.C. So a D.C. firefighter who was with his partner, they got in trouble. So much so that D.C. firefighter ended up getting in trouble. So he was with his partner who they got an emergency call, and they were supposed to render help. That's their job, right? They got the call, but they decided to stop for fast food on the way to the emergency call. So they were assigned to Ambulance 3, and, you know, they stopped at Chick-fil-A. There must be some good Chick-fil-A out there. And so instead of responding to the call from a woman who was suffering from chest pains, who was only about a mile away, they said they had already ordered their food on the app. And so when the call came in, they decided to stop literally for a few minutes tops to get their food and to go on to the patient.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know where on what happened with the patient, but sources from the investigation said that the ambulance was assigned to the call because they were the closer medical unit. And so there was a trial, and of course, the firefighter was terminated. His partner, who was on assignment with him, he's still employed at the moment, but his outcome is still pending. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, you know, this lady was having some, maybe a possible heart attack, and they had to get their Chick-fil-A. Well, I tell you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Boy, it's always that yard bird that does it to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said Chick-fil-A.
That Chick-fil-A line long.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
They said that's God's chicken right there.
Yep. That's why they off every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's some good chicken. Just saying, man. There ain't nothing we get fired over.
I know, right? That's why they say if you're in a burning house and a fireman offers you two ways to escape, always take the ladder. Get it? Always take the ladder?
No.
Come on, Mike. You got to get that one. You know, I was watching a conversation between my cousin and his little boy. And his little boy asked me, he said, "Dad, what is a firefighter's least favorite letter?" You know what he said? It's R, son. Get it? It's R, son. His least favorite letter? R, son. No.
Okay. That's a good dad joke. that's a good one.
Yeah, but I can.
I get it, but I just don't know why.
I wouldn't. Like, I hate it. But, you know, but I can understand. I can relate to the firefighter. Sometimes you know, you ain't ate all day, you be hungry. Like, sometimes I get hungry while playing Scrabble. One time I got so hungry that I ate all the pieces to the point that the next day the bowel movement spelled so much trouble. Get it? Ate the pieces, Scrabble.
I get that one. I just don't know why. I don't think Mike approves these jokes. He don't think he likes
when do I ever approve?
good shot though, Chris. You know, good try.
That was a good shot. I think the arson one, arson was a good one.
Okay.
But it wasn't enough to make me chuckle.
I've been a little rusty because we've been off, so I'll come back next week with some more.
Yeah, next week.
All right, go get you some of that famous barbecue.
We're not gonna talk about that. No, we're not gonna talk about that.
Chris say, "I will call my bank and say it was a mistake. I don't know about this charge." This charge right here, I don't. Not
barbecue.
I did not agree to this charge.
All right, good people, about to get into the bouncing act. This is about to be a full on black excellence of the bouncing act. So stay locked in. It's Just Acting Up Show. Hi, good people. Welcome to the Balancing Act. Like I said, today is going to be Black Excellence. Excellente. I don't know if that's a word, but it's Black Excellence, and excellence. I approve.
You got to have that background with excellence.
Excellence.
Black excellence.
Yes, man. So, man, I thought that was pretty dope, man. It, like, we're just getting, you know, it's been a while since we, you know, recognized, like, you know, regular folks, man, that's doing some amazing things, man. But the very first one is the first black-owned female NASCAR driver. That's dope. I know we highlighted the Bubba, that was a black NASCAR driver. But this one is the lady by the name of Tia Nor, how you pronounce that, man?
Norfleet,
yeah, there you go. So shout out to Tia. Like, you already know, when black people tackle something, a different genre or a different sport, you already know we're going to show up and show out. And I love that right there. Everybody talking about it ain't hard to drive a car. Let me tell you something. If you ever sat down to watch how fast those NASCARs go, yes. I ain't going to lie. I actually want to sign up to go drive a NASCAR for my birthday just for the fun, just to see how they do it. So, yeah, shout out to Tia. You keep doing your thing, girl. We salute you for everything that you do. We got some more black excellence. Chris, you want to take it away?
Yeah, it was Paula McCarthy. She officially acquired the first water plant, and she also acquired an aquifer within 15 acres of land from an elderly couple who offered it to her. So she now operates a water bottling plant under her nonprofit Youth Saving Society. And what's great about that is, you know, as water becomes more insufficient and the value of water increases and everything, right? Over the next few years, it's gonna go up or whatever. So some major water companies, she says, has been offering to buy her property from her for like $20 million, but she's determined, she said, to keep it just because she values the importance of Black ownership and natural resources. And she quote, and I quote, says, "I'm not going to sell. I want to change and move this narrative that we don't own anything." So salute to Ms. McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. She's a single mom too. She working hard, bro. I seen some of her YouTube, some of her videos. She's out there with the Amish people. I don't like to say Amish people, but she's working. She said it herself, she's working with Amish, and they're working hard. And I'm like, I can't do nothing but salute that.
So yeah, also there's a new Black woman that's the president of Harvard for the first time in 400 years. Claudine Gay. Has made history at Harvard, yeah, as the president. That's a milestone at the prestigious institution. So salute to her. Salute to her. That's major.
That is major. Yeah. That is major. Oh, man. Yeah, salute to her. Over 400 years, boy. God, no. What you doing over there at Harvard?
I know, right?
Man. And I know a couple more things. Slim Thug as well. He's been he took care of some people, didn't he?
By the whole neighborhood.
But no, he bought the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know he's been in the real estate for a while. And so at this point, yeah, he's purchased the whole neighborhood and homes for people to bring their families to and live in. So that's big. That's big. So salute to him for that. And I guess since we are recognizing Black excellence. The Las Vegas Raiders. They hired Sandra Douglas Morgan as their new team president, making her the first Black woman in NFL history to assume the role. So that's really dope.
Shout out to the Raiders. The Raiders has always been like trailblazers in breaking. Just been doing something different than all other teams has been doing. And Al Davis is a guard, rest his soul. He was the original owner with that team. And man, I think they were the first ones to even put HBCU's players on the team. The Raiders.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, shout out to the Raiders. The Raiders has always been doing something different. It's just the NFL just never, you know, catches up with it. But yeah, shout out to them.
True. Very true.
So. And shout out to that coach that he coached his team to 161-point win. Spend it. Because the other team only had 2 points. I'm sorry. I think that's Black excellence. You know, it's because they good. You know, they good. I mean, he should be punished because they whipped the other team's butt. They should have stopped the game for free. I'm give him his props. He coached his team well.
I bet the other player who scored 2 points is very highly proud of himself. Being the only one.
Yeah, he got him on the board at least.
We closed the mic. You gotta go. We gotta go. Oh man, yeah. Yes, indeed. Another great show in the books, man. Shout out to our guest Kenny Summers. Many blessings to everything that you do, man. He gonna go far. I can like it's just some people you can just tell, like, yeah, he really gonna go far. I'm looking forward to see what he do next too.
Yes, sir. Man, and don't forget, before we close out, remember y'all go to BHAWARDS awards. Yeah, vote,
please vote, please, help me.
Keep on voting, y'all.
Yeah,
Mike, you got any words of wisdom before we get up out of here?
I actually do not.
Okay, all right.
Somebody's trying to shut him up. Okay, no, I'm sorry.
I actually do not.
Chris, what you got, bro? All
right, so positive quote of the week is be strong. Be fearless, be beautiful, and believe that anything is possible when you have the right people there to support you. Take that with you this week.
Support. This is your coach speaking.
Love it, man. 25 lighters on my dresser. Support. Yes, sir. Please. I got to get paid. All right, let me see. Oh, man. Yes, sir. So that's about to do it, man. Appreciate y'all again. See you next time.